Good morning. My name is Dana Sarig, and I'm sitting in for Mike Sarig. And so you could say, basically, I'm the wife of the voice of Vital Ministries. Well, Mike had been writing his devotionals and getting things ready for the Vital KBOE radio show. And I see him every evening doing that on Thursdays. And I asked him, I said, hey, do you want to take a little break? And he looked at me and he goes, wow, yeah, that would be great. So I said, what if I just do about 3 Sundays and give you a break? So he jumped at that, and so here I am. Now, if you know Mike, he's always on the move and is usually burning the candle at both ends. He's a get-her-done kind of guy, and I'm like his Watson to his Sherlock. So when he let me do this, I was very appreciative, and now he gets to take a break. I write the life application devotionals for Vital Ministries. That is for anyone who would like to just get a bit of scripture, and then they can also have a little excerpt that follows that lets you apply it to your life. And I'm learning this as well. I am on a constant journey with the Lord, learning how to apply His word to my life and how to hear the Holy Spirit prompting me. So I am so happy to be a part of Vital Ministries in the background mostly. So this will be a new experience for me, bringing you a life application devotion on KBOE Radio. So let's get started. I have a question for you. What do you do to bring God's word into your life each day? Another question I'm going to ask you is, how do you invite God into all of your day each day? How do you deepen your spiritual life? This morning, I'm going to go into some things you can do to build your relationship with God. As you work to have Him be a central and first part in all you do and say. Now, are you going to be perfect? Absolutely not. When I started to figure out that I don't have to be perfect, I started to feel more freedom in this. I always know I'm a work in progress. I don't know if you have been watching The Chosen. We watched season 1, thoroughly enjoyed it. Got to experience what possibly Jesus was like. And it just made me so appreciative of his love and compassion. A lot of times what we try to do is we try to make Jesus out to who we think he is, or you try to figure who God is by your perspective. And so when you're getting to know someone, you don't project yourself on them. You get to know who they are. For many years of my life, more than I can even count, I was always trying to say who God was and who Jesus was. And I didn't understand how the Holy Spirit worked in my life, and just trying to figure all this out. And as I've gotten older, I'm still figuring things out. You would think sometimes that we would have it all figured out by the time we're in our later years, but we don't. We're still working on it. We're still a work in progress. Now we're watching season 2. So one evening we were watching, it was either episode 6 or 7. I believe it was 7. It was the episode where Mary goes off for 2 days. And she goes back to her old life. She felt unworthy. She felt unable to meet God's expectations. And she felt like she was possibly being fake in how she was acting because she was trying to be so perfect and trying to live up to being this perfect person. She takes off for a couple days, and Peter and Matthew were sent to find her. These were the two most unlikely to be sent. They were so opposite each other. They kind of focused on each other's negative parts, and they would kind of bicker back and forth. And what Jesus did was he sent them together, knowing they would learn more about each other. They would learn more about their positive parts of their person. Peter started to see Matthew in a different way. His compassion, his care, his concern. So they were sent out to find her. Now this is the part that struck my heart the most. So have you ever felt like, I call it a heartburn, not heartburn, where your heart, you know, you have heartburn, you ate something that gave you indigestion. This is a heartburn where it gets in your throat as well. It's a burn because you feel and can see the love of Jesus. That's the kind of burn I'm talking about. That's what got my heart. She came back. She told Jesus that she could never live up to being worthy because she was so unworthy. She was ashamed of her past. She was ashamed of herself. She was ashamed of her weakness. She was feeling fake. She was trying to be so good and so perfect and so helpful. And she was doing it in her own strength. She knew she couldn't do it, but she was working to do it in her own strength. And she was, notice she'd be coming in impatient and just edgy. And so in her thinking, she thought she needed to be perfect. I sometimes feel this way. I felt like this a lot in the beginning of my faith walk. I thought, I can't be perfect. And I was still working on that to this day, because sometimes I think I need to be better at this or I need to be perfect at it. But I remember I'm a work in progress. I am not going to be perfect. And this is what hit me. Jesus said he wanted her heart. All the rest will come later. Again, he said, I want your heart. All the rest will come. He forgave her. Her past was not held against her. That struck my heart as so beautiful and so reassuring. You have got to know that your past is not held against you. So if you know that, you know that for a fact, that's a promise. Your past is not held against you. You are a work in progress. You are forgiven. God wants your heart. Then the rest will come. That struck me. So I get to be free. You get to be free. There's freedom in that. He knows you are going to make mistakes. This is the key. This is what I've been learning as I go through my faith walk with the Lord. When I'm having trouble, when I'm tempted to sin, when I have sinned and I've gone off track, I go directly to him and confess. I confess it out loud. I state exactly what I did. And then I ask for forgiveness. And then I work. I intentionally work towards confessing it to him immediately, going directly to him. And then next time, because there will be a next time when you're working out a sin that you've struggled with, alcohol, I don't care what it is, drug addiction, you know, lying, stealing, cheating. You will make mistakes, but the more you go to him first, directly to him, and confess, ask for forgiveness, make an intentional change as you go along. Each time you make your mistake or your sin, it becomes less and less. I've noticed that through my life, that when I've had a problem, I've taken it directly to him. And then I'm upset with myself when I do it. I'm like, why did I do that again? But the more I went to him first, after I made the mistake, the better I felt with my strength not to do it again. And so as I conquered each time, I got stronger and stronger. And the time between my mess ups got farther and farther apart. Now, as I've gone on my faith walk with the Lord, reading the Bible, doing my life application devotions, applying my Bible reading, my scripture reading to my life, it has helped me tremendously feel free. I know God's boundaries are for my benefit and my well-being, because he has plans for me, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a future. And when you know God has your best interests at heart and his word is his bond, you have confidence in your faith walk with him, and you can conquer. And the more you conquer, the stronger you get. So I was reading, I'm going to read now, I'm going to go to a scripture, and I really kind of like the Old Testament. I love the New Testament because I love to read what Jesus literally said. I love it. But I have been with my life application devotions mostly in the Old Testament, and I'll be working my way towards the New Testament, but I kind of wanted to just stay in the Old Testament for a while. So for the past year, it's mostly been Old Testament. Now, I'm in 1 Chronicles 17, 16 through 27, and this is the New International Version. I like that because I can make sense out of it better with the way it's written. Here is a prayer from David. So as I've gone in my faith walk, and as I've watched The Chosen, and I've felt God's love in my life and his care, I've also wanted to know how to pray. Now, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive me for my sins as I forgive those who sin against me. Lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. So he taught his disciples how to pray, and that's a blueprint, a format. And you can break down the Lord's Prayer and section it out and do those things as you're praying. I was in the Old Testament, and David had a prayer, and he follows basically the same format, obviously, because Jesus is God, so he's going to know the format basically of prayer. And I don't know about format. I'm kind of an OCD person that likes structure and routine. So I say format because that's just where my mind is. I like routine. I like to know a process that works with my mind. Mike is an evangelist. He is more free, more in tune to the Holy Spirit. And so we're just all geared differently. We're all made differently. God knit you in your mother's womb. He made you. And you are a work in progress. Your life is important to him. So David's prayer went like this. So I'm going to read 1 Chronicles 17, 16 through 27. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, my God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You, Lord God, have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men. What more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, Lord. For the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with all our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whose God went out to redeem the people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You made your people Israel your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do as you promised, so that it will be established that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, the Lord Almighty, the God over Israel, is Israel's God, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. You, Lord, our God, you have promised these good things to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever. So that was scripture reading from 1 Chronicles 17, 16 through 27. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What can you do today to get to know God? What, I always ask more than one question. There's two more. What can you do to put Jesus first? How can the Holy Spirit help you? So, first, David humbled himself before God. And here's the scripture verses 16 and 17. I'm going to read those. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, Lord God? And what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, my God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You, Lord God, have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men." Then I'm going to read 18. What more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant. God knows you. When you humble yourself before the Lord, you're going to lay everything out there. Just lay it out for him. When you lay out your life, you also need to hear it yourself. So when you are humbling yourself and you're telling God about your life, say it out loud so you can hear it. He already knows your faults, but you also need to recognize them with him. He can work with you when you recognize them with him. Don't hide, because there's nowhere to hide. Be straight, be forward, and just give it to him. And he knows he can take it. He knows he can handle it. He can help you work through any issues you have. So recognize them out loud and don't hide. Now, the next thing we go into is David praised God. It is so important to praise God and say out loud what and who he is. Who is he? And the Bible tells us who he is. Find out who he is. Get to know him. And I'm going to read verses 19 and 20. So David said this, Lord, for the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. So when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise God. It is important to praise him. What is his glory? His mercy, his grace, his justice. When you tell God what you know about him and say it out loud, you also affirm it within yourself. When you affirm his character in you, you start to understand him more for who he is. Not for what you think he is, not for what the world says he is, but for who he really is. The next thing David did is he recognized God's blessings in his life. And I'm going to read verses 21 through 22. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth whose God went out to redeem a people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? You made your people Israel your very own forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. Think in your own life. What has God done in your life to bless you? What blessings have happened in your life? Say them out loud. Make a list. I have a list that I keep of God's blessings in my life. And even when I've been going through a terrible situation, I have felt his hand in my life carrying me through. And then I want to find the blessing because I know there's a blessing in my life. I know that things happen for a reason. And God will bless me when you think something is bad, but it turned out to be for your betterment. Things may not be so fun you are going through. Life is going to be hard. And that was stated at the very beginning with Adam and Eve when they fell. It's going to be hard. You're going to be pulling a lot of weeds. There's, you know, a lot of hard work here. But when you put God, when you bring God into your life and you make him first and you go to him for everything, you're going to start to recognize his blessings and you're going to be able to talk to him with him about them and thank him for his blessings because you'll see the impact they're making on your life and how they're making you better, and they're improving your relationship with him. David accepted God's decisions and commands. I'm going to read 23 through 27. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do as you promised, so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Then people will say, the Lord Almighty, the God over Israel, is Israel's God, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. You, Lord, are God. You have promised these good things to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever. This has been a struggle for me because I will tell you, there are many times I want things to work out the way I want. I've got an idea of how I want it to go. And I'm thinking, this is what I want. This is how I want it done. And then when they don't quite work out that way, I start to think, oh, okay. Was this what I wanted? Was this is what God's will, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when I, as life has gone on for me, I've gotten to know God more and more. And I'm realizing that he works all things out for my good. And I trust it more and more as I've gotten older and older and gone through life and had experiences, as I've gained in my understanding and my relationship with God. This is a process. Life is a journey of discovery, discovering your relationship with God. And I understand that God has got me and that his word is his bond. I always say that to myself. God's word is his bond. So if he says it, it will happen. It is going to be. Now, what are some things you can do? Final thoughts. Well, first, take everything to God. As you do this, you will deepen your relationship with him. And you will get to know more and more true freedom in Jesus. You will get to know the Holy Spirit is your helper. The more you get to know God, the more you will know the Holy Spirit's prompts and help. Remember, your life is a process with God at the forefront. Put him first. Now, as my life goes on, I learn this. I'm learning this more and more. I practice it. I make mistakes. I get back up. I keep walking. You will find freedom when you have a compassionate, loving Father who cares for you, wants the best for you, and he's on your side. He's got your back. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I hope and pray that you have received a nugget or two in your life journey with God. I want you to always know that you are a beautiful work in progress. I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know that Jesus has compassion and love for you, and that the Holy Spirit is your helper, is your guide. If you need any more, insights or some nuggets, you can go to vitalministries.org. There are men's devotions that are put out daily. We've got 5 great men writing devotions, and so they write from the heart. They work hard for the Lord, and you can sign up for those. Those can come out daily, Monday through Friday. And then if you would like to, you can subscribe to Life Application Devotions, and you can learn to just get a little piece of scripture and what does it mean for your life. And you can just work on that for the day. It's just 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I write those. I truly enjoy them. They help me with my life. I read my devotions every day. And by the way, sometimes when I make a typo, I'm like, I didn't catch that typo. Anyway. I'm, again, OCD with different things. So that's my gift from God. It works well for me. I love it. Anyway, I want you to know that God would love to have your heart. And he wants your heart. And just know that once you give him your heart, everything will follow. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.